Hello, everyone. I'm Catwoman.
I'm Gigi the Gadget. I'm Kimmy the Gadget Goddess.
I'm Emily, and we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats podcast. I was waiting to see if Catwoman was going to be me today. That's the only reason.
I didn't want to confuse our guests, so that's the only reason. Okay.
Yeah, because we have a guest.
Yeah.
Any words?
I'm excited.
You're excited? Yeah. I'm excited too. Are you excited, Emily?
I'm so pumped.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yeah. Happy Thursday.
We are Friday evening it, and we have a very special guest today. So I guess I'll start breezing through these thirst buckets that are joining us via Periscope, YouTube, simultaneously on me and Catwoman's pages, and Facebook.
And Twitch too.
Oh yeah, and Twitch. I forget about Twitch. Cause see, I don't use Twitch because they drive trolls to my channel for some reason.
Yeah, we haven't had any trolls on this channel so far. So
knock on wood.
First in the building, according to this. Now there were some comments earlier that somehow got removed, but I see Barry checked in from both stations. Ray, what's up? Rayon Williams Sports TV. Tech Valor, aka Catwoman, aka Meiji. Mwah. Shay, Queen of Steeler Nation Kennedy. I got it all out. LaShawn checked in twice. Oh, just you checked in twice too? Yeah. Oh, I'm repeating people already. Raymond Williams is here. Did I miss it? Oh no, that says Jay Williams. Ah, see, I'm losing it. Oh no, right here he says Raymond Williams. I don't see Raymond Williams. You see Raymond Williams?
No.
Okay, let me tell y'all this because we noticed this early on. Sometimes we're seeing the comments are on YouTube or whatever, and they're not over here. So yes. If you post something and we miss it, it's not because we missed it. It might not have come over.
Yeah, Jay Will was actually in the comments.
The first.
Yeah, he did one at 10:45 p.m. last night. And then my Project 13 also put in a comment. And then, of course, Barry.
Well, I don't know if anybody commented on my page because I haven't looked at it. But Tech King. Sir, Tech King Mike will be going live at 9 o'clock. So go check him out after us. Spectacular Gadgets, what's good, sis? I see the Nightbot is in the building. Greeting people as always. Okay, it jumped. That means we got some more people. Hey, that gets me excited a little bit. The Bionic Scoop, let's go. Bama fan is here. What's good, Bama fan? Jason is here from the review suite. Hey.
Hello.
Cutting Ray. What's up, Ray? Did I miss D Boone? I see somebody spoke to him. Oh, here he is. D Boone, what's up, D Boone? Oh, what's up to the cat? Oh,
just saying hi. Nadine's saying hi. Oh, please.
Shout
don't
out
walk
to Nadine. Tech Loving Mama is in the building. Let's see. What's up, Clifton? How are you this evening? Nice little wavies in there. It jumped again. See, I got excited, and now it's a pain.
Big Migs?
Now I'm completely lost. Thanks.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know where I was. Oh,
crazy.
Here's
he
the
said
cat.
Present for presents. I love it. So I'm a help. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Eric Drummond. Hey. Robert Huerta. Hi. Guru. Hi. And that is all. That is all the thirst buckets.
Is it?
Big Mosley's here. Did Big we get Mosley. Him?
He just got it.
I didn't see Mosley. Big Mosley.
Yeah. All right. So time to introduce our guest. So Jay Williams really doesn't need an introduction, but we'll do our best, you know, to meet his stature. His website, smartphonesconversations.com, not only catalogs his YouTube tech review journey, but also highlights content creators to increase their pulse around the web. His generosity in the tech community precedes his hands' ability to make phablets look like mini phones. Pause for dramatic effect. Introducing Jay Williams.
Woo!
Hey.
Man, that was fantastic, man.
Yes. Hands. Oh, infamous hands.
Yeah. I don't even want to put mine up.
What's up, everybody? Hey.
Hey, right. Happy Thursday. Thanks for chilling with us.
Finally made it.
We're glad you can make it. We still kept somebody on backup just in case, because we know how busy you are.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I respect that, because I definitely bailed the first time. I was like, I can't do it. I had some stuff come up. I was like, man, I feel horrible. That was like 2 months ago. I think
Barry, it happens.
Yeah, Barry filled in, I think, right? Barry, I think.
Yeah, Barry filled in. We had Barry on standby, so he's going to be our official J. Will standby from now.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Barry.
Stunt double.
I appreciate the love.
Oh, so you did a premiere not too long before the show started.
No, I did.
it was great. Oh my god, it was so good. I like this new series that you're starting.
Yeah, I really wanted to do that to catch some people up who had not followed me back that far. That was 5 years ago, I think, and I did that to kind of piece it together with the current status of that, because I thought it would be something fun. YouTube would be kind of boring, man. I mean, you know, just doing the same thing. So that's my new series. I'm not unboxing this device.
Yes, I love that. And it was to me, I felt like it was just so sentimental, because you're like holding it and then you're like putting your hands over the
really tab
and then you're like, nope.
I wanted to open it, but I was like, you know, I'm not going to open this. I was actually going to open that device because I have something else that I wanted to do. I was going to go back to my Throwback Thursdays. But after I picked it up, I was like, I'm not opening this. And that concept actually came together as I was shooting that video. Had no idea that I was going to do some new series. I just was shooting the video and I was like, you know what? This is actually, you can kind of tell in the video if you pay attention. I think, I don't know how many minutes in, maybe 4 minutes in, I was like, I'm not opening this box.
Yeah.
And then I titled it after the fact. I was like, you know what? Here's my new episode.
Those are the best moments.
Your fingers were lingering over the tab.
Yeah. A magical
hand. I feel like those moments on the fly when you're just doing a video and something comes to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's exactly, that's the truth. That's really what happened. I didn't plan that at all.
Yeah. I think that's one of the great things about you is like you trust your intuition when it comes to just doing the YouTube thing. And just you're like, I'm just going to be myself, be authentic, and just going to roll with it. And so that has proven really, really good for you.
Hopefully it stays that way.
Yeah. And you talked a lot about that too when you did your live stream on Monday and you were talking about being a content creator and people were asking you for advice. And you were just like, be human, don't be a robot.
Yeah. Just stay true to yourself. Just got to be relaxed and
stay out of those analytics, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely don't do that. Part two is on Monday.
Can't wait.
A couple of things. Yeah. Again, it's not scripted, not planned. So I'm going to get the key points from the other one and I won't cover those again because I have a list of things I want to cover. But yeah, part two on Monday. Part two on Monday.
So if you haven't caught part one, make sure you drop over to Jay Will's channel. Mm-hmm. Catch part one.
I will.
And be ready for part two.
Yeah. Link is in the description, show notes, everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's more so for those on the podcast. I wasn't talking to you, Emily.
Sorry.
But I mean, if you haven't, go catch it anyway, you know?
I want to. I'm just like, I need an hour and a half where my child won't be like, mom.
You really can just listen to this, though. It might feel like a podcast. You can just listen to it. It's about an hour and 45 minutes, probably.
Okay.
And that's the thing about live streams. If you don't catch them live, it just feels different. So a lot of the replay, well, for me, when I watch people's replay, I watch it. I put it up on the big screen and I sit back because I like long videos. I love a long video. So it doesn't bother. I'll actually watch it. And there'll be like 10 comments sometimes on there because I'm actually watching and commenting as I go.
Say it again for the people in the back, Jay.
What's that? I watch and comment as I go.
No. The Septian's comment.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't see that. What does it
mean? Okay. Oh, Septian asks, stay out of your analytics.
Oh, yeah.
And then put two eyeballs.
Stay out of those analytics. They will drive you crazy.
Yeah.
They will drive you crazy.
The more you tell people that, though, the more they're in them. Like, I got to release a video at 9 a.m. on Thursdays.
Yep. Pressure.
Yeah.
That's what people fall victim, putting that pressure on. I did it. You start setting these rules for yourself, and they're not realistic.
Yeah.
It feels like it doesn't set you up for longevity. It feels like it's just going to set you up for burnout. if you're trying to constantly keep track of all of that rather than just doing what you want to do when you want to do it.
That's exactly what happened. That's what happened to my smartphone, Monday smartphone news. I just got so, there's always news.
Yeah.
I just got so, it was too, I was too obligated to that. And I was like, you know what? People are expecting this. I'm bored with it. So then when it, I kept going for a whole year, but then I stopped. After, when that next year came around, they were like, what happened to smartphone news? I was like, yeah, I get it every now and then. Too much going on with everything else.
Yeah. And well, you can tell too when people are interested in the content that they're producing and creating and sharing. Like if you're bored, people are going to be bored watching and interacting with it.
How would they know? What's that thing? Yeah. How would they know? They're going to know. How would they know?
Yeah. So you've been watching TikTok is what you're telling me?
I have a TikTok, but I've only put up like two things. And
Okay. Because yeah, that was one of my questions for you.
I got some 40 something followers, but I feel bad because I was like, follow me on TikTok. And I was like, man, I ain't into this. I did it like twice. And I was like, this is too much work. I got to hold here, stop, record, put the animation. I was like, this is too much work.
Is that why you haven't done any YouTube shorts?
I do YouTube shorts, actually. I just haven't done very many. I just don't, because it goes on your channel as like a video and it replaces what you just put out.
Yes.
So for me, I had just put something out one time and I was like, where did my video go? And a short that I've done replaced it. And I was like, what the heck? And so I just, I was like, I'll put those out when I do videos of things that, you know, I know probably won't be as interesting for people.
Yeah.
So then I'll put one on top of that. But other than that, you know, I do shorts. Just I stopped because of that reason, if I'm being honest.
Okay. You felt like it just wasn't.
It replaced stuff that I know people might watch still, but I like to see things in order. You know, I like to see something at least show at the top of my list in the dashboard for at least 6-7 hours or so. And that way I know, okay, I tackled that I need to take care of.
Yeah.
Your video yesterday, I think it was yesterday that you posted about the carriers, the new phone, which carrier phone. That is so timely for me because I'm getting kicked off my parents' phone plan. Wow. I've been paying my portion, but now I've been like, oh, I have to like research and stuff, and I was looking at your page and I was like, oh, well, this is handy. And so I put it on while working on dinner, and it was very helpful because you answered a lot of the questions that I'm like, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, I actually didn't cover it. I actually cut that video down to about what you see, the 24 minutes. It was actually a lot longer, but I cut it down. I was like, nobody's gonna really want to watch this long video unless it's live, then but or a premiere or something, but I actually cut that video way down. But I'm trying to kick somebody off of mine too.
Do they know? Or are they?
Yeah, they know.
Okay,
I mean, you need to take your. I'll just pay you this. I'm like, just pay the company. But we have somebody else saying, just leave them on there. I'm like,
I've just been Venmoing my dad for the last however many, like since college.
Wow, that's exactly what he's been doing. He's been Venmoing and putting it. Well, he has access. We have a thing where he can just drop money into our account. So that's what he's been doing.
Yeah.
He's increasing the amount too. I'm going to give you extra $2. I'm going to give you extra $5. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It feels easier to do that than to get your own. Like, I feel a little scared. I don't know why.
Wow. Yeah. Maybe that's what he feels like, I guess. I don't see the point. I mean, he's got his own mortgage and all this other stuff. So why? Yeah.
It's like I bought a car, I've had a child, but getting my own phone.
You don't get your own cell phone plan. Yeah, that's about right. Millennials.
You got a shout millennial, out right? The UK.
You're a millennial. Yeah. She said, yeah, I'm definitely a millennial.
Very much so.
Hey, man. Hey, everybody in the chat. What's going on? Just joining in. Take love and mama. What's up?
So, going back to the video that you just premiered. Are you going to be going to the next event that's going to happen in 2020?
You told me which one?
CES?
No. I don't trust it. So not because I don't want to go, because I have some pretty good contacts. I've been offered to go, but I just like, I don't trust it now. Because, okay, so you remember the last CES I went to? I think, what was it, 2019 or 18? Okay, back then, what you didn't know is I got really sick on the plane. And that entire event, I was actually in the bed. I went to the doctor.
I remembered it.
Yeah, any footage you saw, they walked me to the event. They walked me to the store. They walked me to get medicine. That was one of the worst times I was in Vegas. Mm-hmm. I was sick as I got on the plane super healthy, got off. Somebody gave me something on the plane. And by the time I made it to my hotel, I was so sick. They were like, what is going on with you, man? I couldn't even get out of bed. I don't know what happened. Horrible. So I don't know when, because I was really sick. And I got home and went to the hospital, and then I promised them that I would put out content flying me down there and paying for everything. So I did take a few photos, but most of the photos and just that entire trip, I was miserable. But I felt bad because they paid for everything for me to go. And he said, man, you know, you can stay in the bed if you want to. I couldn't even walk to my hotel. I was so messed up. I literally got on the plane, a few hours later got off and was sick as a dog. I couldn't believe it.
But you're not the only one, because I remember people getting sick in the 2020 CES. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I don't trust it. You know what I'm saying? I'll go to some other events, but I don't know that, you know, I've been to CES 3 times, I believe. I think 4, but it's fun. It's a lot of walking. It's a lot of work. It's not like what you think, though. So the footage that a lot of you guys see at CES, that's kind of like an afterthought, really, if I'm being honest. Most of the time, you're at a restaurant eating, or you're at some hotel. You're going to meet. Well, at least I was. I was going to meetings and getting shown new phones that was getting ready to release, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then my CES time, the second and third time I went, it was totally different. It was more of, let's get all this work done. Let's have a good time over here. And CES can wait. And we only went over to CES maybe for 4, 5, 6, maybe 8 hours. Maybe 6. And it was more of a, let's hang out. You know what I'm saying? So CES is, it's a lot of walking.
It is.
And you don't get any of the free stuff. Like all the stuff that they give away, they're doing giveaways the entire time. They're giving away phones, TVs. But most of the time, you have to linger at those booths.
They want to keep you.
Even when you're not there, then you don't get the product. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like millions of people in there. So
they don't give out goodie bags.
Yeah, they gave out goodie bags to us, but it's not this. Over the years of going, it got less and less and less. It changed. So yeah, after my last trip to CES, I was super sick. And I had an offer to go to CES on the last one, but I was like, nah, no thank you. And I don't really trust it. You know what I mean? I don't want to get sick like I did before. So, I just didn't go. They were like, really? I was like, yeah, no. They paid for it. They offered to pay. I just had to pay for my flight. And my flight was only $200. Yeah, my flight was $200.
So Samsung CEO Kim Hung Suk asked Mr. J. Will, do you accept our apology? Yeah, because you made a video about how frustrated you were with Samsung.
I definitely accept.
I want to ask about, because I know you got really upset when I shouted out the Mi Mafia. And you were the person that put me on to imported phones, but I'm wondering how you got into imported phones to even, you know, start down that path.
If I'm being honest, because I'm always honest, if you look back on my channel for YouTube, I really at the beginning, when I first started YouTube, I was not a cop anymore. I was out of the military, obviously. I was an executive still. And so I didn't have time. And also I didn't want to spend money on a lot of products. So I started searching for phones that were like cheaper, low in cost, and that looked like they were good, because I was comparing them to the phones in the U.S. At one point, I was comparing everything to Xiaomi phones, man. And that's really what happened. I wanted to save money. Mm-hmm. And I think I just became monetized. I don't even remember. I didn't get monetized for the first 4 years. So from 2006 to 2010, I wasn't monetized because nobody told me I could do that.
Yeah.
So I think once I started to spend so much money, I was like, I'm not going to be in the red anymore. It was getting bad. And I was like, you know what? I got mortgages. At that time I had 2 places, 3, I think. And I had like 6 cars. I was like, what am I doing? I'm not no YouTuber. This is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'm a techie though. So I started buying all these low cost phones and showing them. And that's really, I think, what happened. I wanted to save money, have something better than what I could get on a carrier. Because remember, when phones were subsidized, you know, you had a 2-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
I got tired of that. You know, I got tired of that. I wanted to put my SIM card in whatever I wanted. And that's probably how I got going. I don't remember for sure. I'm pretty sure I definitely wanted to save money, and I wanted to have something better in hardware than what they had on the carriers. And cameras were a lot better.
Did you always know that there was phones outside of the United States? Or it wasn't until you decided that you wanted to save money?
Yeah, I had no idea. I didn't really research. I carried a BlackBerry, I carried a pager and a flip phone, and then a laptop. And I didn't know anything about importing phones until probably about 2008 or nine, mm-hmm. but I still didn't do it. I mean, I didn't consider it importing. Okay, so here's what happened. Maybe my first imports weren't Xiaomi. They might have been Nokia, because way back in 2004, I was buying phones on eBay that weren't offered in the US. Remember the flip phones? I was buying all of those from eBay. I had no idea that they were imports.
They were considered imports. Okay.
Yeah, they weren't available here. And I guess that's maybe in 2003 or 4, I first bought an import. But as far as smartphones go, that was later on down the line. I had no idea. I didn't know what it was. I just wanted to get something better than the carriers.
Yeah. I'm glad you stumbled upon it, because I don't know if I would have stumbled upon it without you.
It was hard to convince people that, you know what I'm saying? You was like one of the few. A few people, Nitech, he was down. You know, he was importing phones too at the time, I believe. But I was pushing really heavy, and people thought I was crazy. They was like, man, this guy is crazy. I can just go to my carrier.
Yeah,
they was like, I'm not trying to. But those videos, man, really took off. People love those videos. And that was motivation. That was motivation, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't retired at that point, I think.
Oh, yeah, now you kind of have to talk people into it. Because I was like, LaShawn, I'm going to send you this SIM card, but you can only use it in an import.
Right.
And he
right.
had it for over a year. He's like, right. I still got your SIM, Kimmy. I'm going to use it on import. Mm-hmm. He is in love with that Mi 11 now, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How long? We've been trying to get him over there for so long. I mean, I'm Squad Pixel all the way, but the Xiaomi phones are just, they offer technically more.
Yeah.
You know, they offer more.
Oh, boy.
But what about the bands?
Oh, yeah. I know, right? That was a big argument. Remember?
Back in the day, it's still kind of is a thing, though.
It is. That's because there's a lot of suckers. I mean, there's a lot of fools. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who truly believe like really 5G.
Yeah.
That 5G just has to be something that you have right now, and you're just barely getting 4G.
People are just 5G, barely getting 4G. I told Catwoman I need to do the test while I'm uptown, where they actually have... And I told her, I think they're called nodes. Yeah. Nope,
yeah, the nopes, yeah.
I said, I need to stand right up under one and do a speed test, because that's the only way I'm going to get the speeds. I have to be right up under it.
You'll get it, too. It's depending on which phone you're using. If you're using a Verizon 5G version, you'll get all of it. In an AT&T version, you'll get 2 gigs down. You know, but T-Mobile, I think I've seen 700 standing under the node. But I mean, you think about that. What do you need that for on your phone, really? The upload speeds is what I need. I need the upload speeds.
Okay. Yeah. Big Mix said,
the Xiaomi Mi A1, I still have it, believe it or not.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Locked away in my, it's locked right, one of them is locked right over there behind me. Yep.
And I had to say this, because right people ask me this, they say, well, I need a warranty on my phone. I said, the only phone I've never had a problem with has been my imported phones.
Yeah, I only have problems with US phones.
All the domestic phones I have problems with.
Yes, but the I've actually filed a support claim with the a phone, and the seller was an eBay seller. He supported it. He took care of everything. And they just
said, the seller tells you they have a warranty. Like some of them will say they'll give it to you and you have a year warranty.
Yep.
And if you have an issue, you go back to who you bought it from.
Yes, that is how you're supposed to do your warranty. But so many people in the U.S., man, they get so caught up on things that they really don't need and they don't even utilize. Like, example, the iPad M1. No one can convince me that they're going to get the potential out of that device unless you're an extensive graphic designer. And you're not going to be using an iPad. You're going to be using like a Mac or a Windows PC. You're going to be using something like that. You're not really going to spend $2,000 on an iPad. So when people try to sell you on stuff like, well, it doesn't have a warranty for the U.S., so you should avoid it. That's totally not, I mean, that's your choice, but I think you're missing out. I've always said that people are missing out on so many phones and devices.
I am so disappointed that Septian took this question to Reddit instead of asking one of us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So for those who are listening in the podcast, Septian said, I asked about a Huawei phone or Xiaomi phone working on T-Mobile on subreddit and literally got downvoted and felt stupid for asking.
Oh, man, yeah. You should have brought that over here.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to work.
I don't like to mess with Reddit. They make you feel bad.
Yeah, I don't
even know. Mean.
The only time I've been to Reddit is when Juan Magnell, he posts everybody's stuff over there. Somebody came to my video and said, yo, I've never seen you before, but this was on Reddit. Thank you. I was like, what? I don't have Reddit. And it turns out it was Juan. Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know the first thing about using Reddit. I know how to read on there, but I don't know how to post or do none of that stuff. So Juan had posted some stuff over there.
I was one of the first people Well, I guess my video got posted to Reddit when I removed the screen protectors off my Z Fold that everybody was scared to take off.
Yeah, that video so blew up.
That sent droves of people to my channel like, yeah, oh, this fool changed her screen protectors and they told her not to. I said, it's my phone. I paid for it.
Yeah, you was one of the, you cut up out of that video. Right. I actually watched that video again after watching your other video recently. I was like, let me go back and watch this video. I was, you know, binge watching it. I was like, man, that video took off, man. It's like that sometimes. It's like that.
Oh, Sephian said he asked that question 6 years ago.
Oh.
But still, 6 years ago.
Yeah, even today, people will still argue down saying, yeah, it's not going to work on T-Mobile. It won't work.
Yeah, people tell me my phones are limited. Yeah, your phone is limited on T-Mobile. And I'm like, not any more limited than my Z Fold.
Yeah.
I love I love Reddit. I just be going there and I just be reading. And then I subscribe to a lot of YouTube channels that just read subreddit stuff on there, like subreddit stories.
Mm. You can read stories on there?
Yeah, people like just post their business on there.
Oh, yeah.
See,
it's weird.
Well, yeah, Catwoman's kind of weird too.
I am. So, yeah. She's right on my head.
I like her weirdness, though. That's why we're here.
Yeah, but they don't share tech stuff from Reddit onto YouTube. Like, people don't read that kind of stuff. It's probably just jargon to them, anyways. Mm-hmm. But even though people in Reddit could be a little bit snooty, they do find a lot of fixes. They do find a lot of fixes and problems.
Is it that bad? Man, I better not go over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like it's also like a hotbed for trolls, I feel like. But maybe that's just what I've seen. I pretty much stay away unless someone sends me like a specific thread.
So it's not really moderated. It's not moderated, really.
Well, it is you're limited when you start out. When you first start out, you can't post but so much per minute. And I was like, oh, I can't respond to this for 10 minutes? What? Because I didn't have enough up likes or whatever.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, I've been kicked out of several communities. So
how?
Yeah. Well, it was for dumb reasons, for inactivity, and then they said you can't post this video here because it's like an ad, and I'm like, it's not even my video. I was just sharing a solution. It, like, people there, like, they each subreddit community has their own obscure rules. You don't really
set a rule.
They just kick people out.
Like, it's so weird though too, because like when the Boston bombings happened, I remember following, like, I live outside of Boston, and we kept track of like minute by minute updates on a subreddit, and we were getting better and more accurate updates there than on the news. We're like refreshing Reddit all the time, so it's totally a mixed bag of what you can get into.
I guess it depends on what content you're actually reading.
Exactly. And like what communities you're starting to like delve in, and some of them are basement dwellers.
has different communities.
So there's regular Reddit. So like Reddit has like its official pages, like Android subreddit stuff, but then there's subreddits. Subreddits are basically created by regular people, and it's like basically their own little community.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that. That's too much work. I ain't got time to be going over there. Mm-hmm.
Interesting when I pre-ordered my Z Fold 2, because I jumped over into that area of Reddit, and I was able to get better tracking than what they were giving me from Samsung. Like, there was little tweaks and workarounds to be able to look up your stuff without Samsung being involved. I mean, every now and again it's helpful, but then other times you're like, I want to use this.
Like I don't want to I don't want to steep myself in that, because like it's kind of like a black hole. You'll just like, there's so much you can do, and you'll just click and be in there forever. Like, this is too much. I
like the way Glowing Rectangles is being run by Juan. Like, it's a community.
Yeah, so Juan runs a Reddit.
Yes. Yeah. A subreddit.
Okay. Our Glowing Rectangles, right?
Yes, Glowing Rectangles.
Oh, I thought
I knew he was on Reddit, but I didn't know like where to go. But somebody posted in mine said, "Hey, this was over there." Like I said, that's when I saw him. I didn't know. I thought he had like a webpage or something over there. I don't know.
Yeah, he also has a website, but a subreddit community. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So did your website come before the YouTube activities or after?
No, website came for branding purposes. So if you notice on YouTube, I have my check mark. Yes. So the branding, what happened is I was using actually some different names. I actually have an employee identification number. The company is not doesn't have anything to do with YouTube, but it does now. But you know, my employee identification number, I've had that for years because I launched a business back in like 94. Mm-hmm. And that's where that came from. But when you have, you don't need multiple employee identification numbers if you don't want to. But the smartphone conversation branding came because I needed to have a brand, basically. I didn't just want to be Jay Williams everywhere, because it used to be Tech Titan. If you, some of you guys remember long enough, it was Tech Titan. No, and it was before that, it was In User Tech. But when I started doing a regular show called Tech Talk, I realized way too many people were using that. And I said, I'm going to have to buy something that I know I can own, and it's just mine. And when I start going to, since I'm not a part of a MCN, I really had to have a brand, or people really didn't want to deal with you, you know? So I went on and started looking for something that I really like. And it took a lot to narrow it down to smartphone conversation. I think I'm still limiting myself a little bit by having that smartphone in there, but that's predominantly what I do. So I think that helped a lot, but I needed a brand. When you go to CES, you get like these stamps on your they know how many times you keep going. So I started getting some stamps, and I was like, okay, somebody asked me, where's your business card? And I was like, huh? And like, can I get your card, man? I really want to link up. I was like, you know what? Let me email you. He kind of was like, oh, you know what, man? I'll talk to you. And I was like, man, I missed a good thing. And so then, you know, I think that was at my first time at CES. And after that, I really was going to a whole bunch of events after that. Mm-hmm. And before CES, I was going to events, but I wasn't really known, I guess. After CES, I said, I got to have a brand. So I went and laid everything on the table, and I said, I want to get away from Tech Talk, because there's shows called Tech Talk all over YouTube, and there's people's websites, Tech Talk. So I got rid of that. The End User Tech, I didn't know how long I would want to do that, because I didn't want to limit myself to just reviewing phones. They were like $9, $20. Then I had to stay with that. So the smartphone conversations came after I was kind of establishing YouTube. That actually just came maybe 5 years ago or less. I'm not even sure. I've had it for maybe if it's been more than 5 years, not very long in 5 years, but I just paid a bill and once a year and that's it. And just keep renewing. That's it, I'm being honest. But the smartphone stuff conversations came after I needed to create a brand so I could really set myself up to be known across the board. Cause if you don't have a brand on social media, people really can't, like, you need to be the same across the board from what I've, someone told me this.
Yeah.
He said, you know, you should try to be the same across the board, meaning all your social media handles should all be the same.
Yeah.
And I said, you're right. And so that's why all of my stuff is Mr. J.L. Williams, like for all my social media stuff, everything is mature, but that is now tied to smartphone conversations. And so once I took that guy's advice, he was like, you'll be better once you get a brand. And then YouTube gave me a check mark, and then just kind of trickle down effect. You gotta be known for something. I like to talk about phones.
Did the check mark come before or after your 100,000 subscribers?
After, I think.
Okay.
After. Okay. After they saw my branding with smartphone conversations too. Because they was like, no, you can get a check mark, but you're over the, you're all, if you notice, I don't know if you noticed several months ago, because I haven't had that check mark, but maybe less than a year. Somebody reached out to me and said, you know, you could have a check mark, but you've got too many different things going on. You have this labeled over here. Mm-hmm. You have this labeled over here. Mm-hmm. And so then once they saw that everything was the same, like if you notice now, I don't know if you noticed, but fun fact, if I update Instagram's photo, I update Twitter and my YouTube and every other thing listed with smartphone conversations. They all should look the same. Mm-hmm. Same branding everywhere. Yeah. And that is how, if you want a pro tip, that's how you can get noticed to get your check mark on Twitter, YouTube, wherever you want to get certified at. They want to see that you have some kind of brand. So smartphone conversations was inevitable.
Yeah. It also just helps for when you're gaining an audience, mm-hmm. then you have brand recognition across the platform. So you're not like competing with yourself almost.
That's correct.
It's hard enough when you're starting out, especially if you have certain goals of growing. I think that all of that you're saying about branding makes so much sense.
Yeah. You need to have something across the board. And then you can go to CES sometimes at no cost. You just have to be a brand. You gotta get somebody. latch on to somebody who's already been, or, you know, latch on to somebody who's willing to give you a small sponsor. And, you know what I'm saying? That you got a network. If this is what you're trying to do, I wasn't trying to do these things, but I just wanted to separate myself from the terminology tech talk. Believe it or not, I wanted to get away from that, because for those who remember, that was my whole brand. I did tech talk everything. And I just saw so many people using that. And I said, you know what? I'm nobody in this field. I don't know of anything. If you go in your Google browser and type in smartphone conversations, just type that out. I should be at the top of the list.
Yeah.
That is what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. So if you just open a blank web browser for Google or Bing or whatever, and you type in smartphone conversations, you should see me come up first.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed anybody else with that branding.
Catwoman, have you ever heard of this Relay for Reddit?
No. What is it supposed to do?
I'm thinking it's an app for Reddit.
What? Why don't you just use the Reddit app? I'm confused.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm not a frequent Redditor. Find out.
Elaborate, Android stud, please.
Thank you. I'm not a frequent Redditor, so I figured I'd ask you.
Yeah. So I want to talk about this image over here.
Oh gosh.
So this is your signature move right now. For those who are listening in the podcast, He tips his head down and then he puts down his glasses and he looks into the camera. He's like, pause for dramatic effect. Okay. Were you doing this before YouTube, or did this happen because of YouTube?
You know, absolutely. Honestly, is what I like to give. That honestly, I just updated that photo from the live stream I did about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was trying to get my point across so much. And I said, you know what? I got to have something to let these people know. I mean business at this point when I do this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's honestly what happened. But about 3 weeks ago, I decided to take on that right there. I said, you know, I'm going to make me a new thumbnail. I'm going to do everything to let people know. You see me on this right here? You need to pay attention.
Yeah.
Okay. That's honestly what happened. I had no intention of doing any of that. Totally on the fly. Just like today's premiere. Totally on the fly.
It's an actual graduation from him when we say, hey, can you look at this? Or we send him a text message or something. He takes the glasses out, puts them on, looks over the glass and has the phone right here. So it's graduating.
Right here. I didn't see it. The only reason I don't have my glasses on right now is because, if I'm being honest, I have to be honest, I took the chat and blew it up to like 40% on the screen on the monitor back there. So I'm able to read everything everybody's saying. Like, I can read this right now. It says, J. Will dropping gems by Review Suite. See, that's far away from me, but I got it blown up to like 40, 50%. So that's why.
Smart. So that's on the fly. You're going to start using that.
Totally on the fly.
Yes.
And no intention on doing that. So I don't live life by any kind of rules, man. I did that my whole life, obviously, because I'm a, you know, of my previous life. I'm an AB guy. I got to get what I need done. And, you know, I don't like to have all those rules. That's like the freestyle it after years of being told what to do.
So I guess if we're trying out apps besides Reddit, for Reddit, you got Relay for Android and Apollo for iOS. I know nothing about either.
I don't even know what Apollo is.
Well, you don't have an iPhone, so you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I got one. I don't know what that
you
is.
You just said it's for iOS. So.
Oh, is okay.
I wouldn't imagine you'd be familiar with the iOS.
My brain hurts right now. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I have no idea.
So, I guess I got to get my Reddit game up because I might have known about
that. Me too. I never used Reddit until the other day when I looked at Juan's. Dropped Juan back now.
Well, that's my default. Reddit or XDA. When I'm really
XDA doing. Now. Okay, yeah, I know what XDA. I've been XDA for years, man. Yeah. So XDA and Reddit are the same?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was wishful thinking.
Not at all.
Because XDA is just like a website where you can go get hacks and, you know, all kind of stuff. Get help.
Nobody's answering our question, though. Septian, we're asking, why not just use Reddit? Why use Apollo? What's the benefit?
Yeah, that's...
I guess we'll all have to download Apollo and check it. Maybe it looks better. The software is better. It could be something simple as that.
Yeah, because remember Twitter iOS. Used to have all these different apps for Twitter?
Yes, Twitter was.
Yeah. Apollo for Reddit? But why not just use the Reddit app?
That's what we were
does
just
it
saying.
Consolidate the Reddit? Does it?
Do you remember Twitter used to have various apps for Twitter? Yeah. I didn't use the default app because it tweaked it and made it better to use the other app.
It looked a lot better.
So what is it about Apollo and Relay that is better than the Reddit app? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because the Reddit
app. You have to download and see.
Yeah.
Why can't they just tell me? They're the ones with the money.
They said might tell no you ads and more customization. That's
oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes a person likes something, you know.
Apollo has widgets on iOS. So it's various things depending on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which way you go with it. And so somebody said the Reddit app is trash. So it just depends on personal preference, I guess.
Okay. It's the way it looks. And yeah, that makes sense.
They have Reddit has little avatars now. You could put clothes on your little Reddit guy with the
that's crazy
thing on the head. Yeah.
Emily will be back.
Yeah, Emily froze. Oh, it happens once or twice in the stream.
Yeah.
There she is.
Welcome back. Kinda. Sorta. Mm-hmm.
So the segment that you're doing on your website, which is a new YouTuber alert, that's really awesome.
Yes, I found somebody else already. Uh-huh. But I really genuinely like to research the person to see, because I don't want to be co-signed for somebody and, you know, they'd be like, man, you recommended this guy, he sucks, or this lady and she sucks. And I normally watch, well, you already know, I watch stuff and I just won't exist. You won't even know I'm there. I'm normally always watching, but I try to watch a couple of YouTube. I watch maybe 20 videos that they have. I watch everything on their channel just to be sure. Like Ike's Tech Talk, I think that's what it's called. I watched all of his content. Now, when I go to this channel, I see people saying, oh, man, Jay told me to check you out. And I don't want any kind of, you know, it's not because I don't want anything from that. I'm genuinely setting it up to where if I decide, hey, I'm stopping, here's some people that you should check out. Because at any given time, I'll just stop YouTube. I just won't stop. And I'm not going to tell anybody why. I'm just going to go on with my life. You know, I don't owe YouTube an explanation as to when I stop. I'm not that obligated to YouTube. Because my life outside of YouTube is fantastic. I'm telling you, I'll be on the boats and the beach. I'll be doing everything.
Well, just so you know, I will hunt you down.
Yeah, I mean, I got enough videos on my channel to keep me going for a long time. So, but I don't plan on making this exit video for YouTube. So, you know, I'm not saying I'm stopping right now, to be honest. But if I stop, I'm just going to stop. You know, I'll put out whatever video and I'm gone, man. I'm going on with something else. And I'll probably still watch, but I won't create probably. But there's so many content creators out there that are good. And they just need to be seen. So that's why I always say, hey, I got 126,000 people. I always say all of y'all go, but I can't force a person. You know, you can't force a person to watch somebody. If they don't like them, they just don't like them. But whoever it is, but I always share. I'm like, hey, you know, you need to check this person out. That way, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be 69 years old on YouTube, man. I'm be off somewhere. You know what I mean? I'm going to be doing something else.
Why not? You could be doing like long videos instead of tech videos.
No, so what about, you said you set people up. Well, you align people with other people. Yeah. What about the people you set up who don't have pages yet and you tell people, hey, go follow this person because they can already make content?
I did that with several people. I did that with you and Night Tech and a few people. I was talking about y'all in my stream, if you remember.
You know, yes, I had 200 plus subs before I ever had a channel.
Yeah, yeah. Because you can just tell who's got it and who doesn't. And it doesn't matter if a person has a page or not. There's a true story I'll tell, but not publicly, because he might not want people to know publicly. But there's someone that I gave someone something to, and then that blew up, and I wish I had kept it, if I'm being honest. Okay. So I won't discuss that publicly because it's not appropriate. But I gave something away that I created, and so... It blew up. Literally, that person, that they started getting free trips everywhere, money, the company took it. I was like, oh. Wow. The company was Huawei. I will say the company. It was Huawei. Oh,
okay.
So I had something that I created because I was a Huawei ambassador a long time ago. And I created something and I was bored with it. Everybody wanted all these rules. They wanted me to take away the rules. And I said, you know, I'm not going to have people in here cursing everybody out. Same thing years ago. I've been the same. I'm not going to do it. You don't need to, if you have to type out curse words to a person, you just say, I don't know how to articulate. That's what you need to be typing out. So insert here. But I just gave something away that not that it was about the money, but it's just that I gave it away and then somebody gave it away to somebody else and then it gave it away to somebody else and it just blew up. And I was like, I should have kept that. I could have just sat on it. And I felt like the company was pushing me out because I had all those rules. Because as soon as it was opened up into like a free-for-all, it took off. Like people just did whatever they wanted to do in there. And Huawei accepted it. They let people just kind of roam up. They weren't in control of it. It was mine. But the main person for Huawei, my contact, won't say his name either because he still works there. He just kind of loved that, it seems. He loved it to see like a messy, nasty environment. And I didn't. So it was worth it to step away. But I think it was they played me a little bit. because they dumped everything in that situation after I left.
Wow.
It was pretty bad. I don't know how I got to that conversation, but you know, hooking people up, you know, yeah, I have no intention to stop doing that. Yeah. I think you gain nothing by not help. It takes just a second to say, hey, you know what? You should check this person out.
Mm-hmm. You're very generous.
Check them out. It's nothing wrong with making a video about somebody or posting up on the, Ike is the first one I think actually made it to my website. No, Grant S. Shout out to Grant S. He's fantastic. Great YouTuber. Hung out with him in New York too before. So great YouTuber. Lots of fun. He is a stand-up guy. And I don't give that title to everybody, but he's a stand-up guy, man. And so I noticed, I said, I got to start just showing people love. And it's the best way to do it. I'd rather go out like that. Like, if I stop doing YouTube in 5 years because I'm just done with it, it doesn't have to be a reason. If I just don't want to do it anymore, I'd rather be known as that cat. I mean, that dude helped everybody. Because if I'm being honest, there's a lot of YouTubers today that I actually helped in the background before they were where they're at. I don't need them to say anything. I'm not going to say who they are because there's a bunch of them. But I don't want that kind of recognition. I'd rather be the producer, not the star. Mm. And the producers don't get any love publicly most of the time anyway at the award show. So I'll wait and see you at the award show. That's how I feel about it.
I'm pretty new to this like community, specifically the like YouTube tech community, and I think part of what has really attracted me to this community is exactly what you're describing of this very supportive environment and community. Like, yeah. I have just been so overwhelmed by it. Like, I did not expect when Catwoman asked me to come on Gadget Chats however many months ago that I would be like streaming on people's streams almost weekly. Oh, yeah. And it's been really, really great. And especially like the internet can be a scary place. Like, people are not nice.
That's true.
To see the kindness expressed, and it's really genuine. Like, you can tell. And I know that I've really felt it, and that's why I'm here. Like, I'm not going to spend time in toxic places.
Yeah. You make time for what you want. I always tell people that you make time for anything you want. And you know, ultimately you have the power to change whatever you want. Like, if you don't like something, stop watching it. Turn it off. Don't be bothered with it.
Don't feed.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't understand the trolls. I mean, the trolls really like you and they're just envious of what you have, when really they should look beyond what you have. Because the material stuff, strip all this away. Here's the truth about me. Strip all this material stuff away. Let me get back to doing riot control. Because if you don't know, I had a really severe spinal injury. So to be able to talk and walk again, it's great. But I really liked that part of my life. When I was out, young, fit, still had a six pack, throwing up 450. I love that part of my life, but wasn't the plan, because now the older me would tell the younger me, man, don't do that. Just don't do that. I know it sounds good, but don't do that. I would tell myself a whole bunch of stuff. I would do things completely different, like as a younger guy. But I do miss that, though, if I'm being honest. I liked my career before all of this. You know what I'm saying? This isn't a career, not YouTube, I'm saying, just where my life is really good. YouTube is lucrative, though. I'm not gonna sit on here in front. Now, I make a lot of money on YouTube, if I'm being honest. Some people don't like to talk about that. I do. I pay for so much stuff with YouTube, I'm telling you, it's the truth. I have no reason to lie to you. My retirement goes into my bank account, and all this other stuff you see me buying, all YouTube money.
That's good. That's very aspirational. I know a lot of people want to be there. You tell people that they can get there.
They can get there. I don't want people to chase money, but if you just, and remember, I do have 50 some million views, but I only have 126,000 subs. So your sub count is important, but that should give you some idea. How's Jay have 50 some million views and only 126,000 subs? Well, at some point people are watching and watching and watching, and they're not subbing, which is cool, because we all know 99% of the people watching you are not subs. So if this YouTube thing, if you're trying to make it a career, you know, it's still hard for me to tell someone to try to make this a career. I would say, go ahead and go to college, man. Go do something. You know, it's a real job, but you still need to have a plan. Like, even though I was in the military and law enforcement, I went to college for micro applications. I didn't go for all my buddies went to college to be cops and to be in law enforcement and to be in criminal justice. I didn't. I went for micro applications. I was in that field, but I went for something completely different. Mm. Good thing I did, because I've always loved tech. I ended up getting hurt really bad. So, hey, got the fallback.
That's one of the things that I like about your videos, though, is that you get right into what people are thinking about when they're asking a question. It's like you bring out the product and you're like, okay, so this has this and that. Like when you talked about, for example, that tablet, you're like, I usually don't get this kind of stuff, but it said Android 11. So yeah. Let's get right into what do they mean by that.
I don't want to lie to anybody.
Yeah.
I don't want to lie. And I don't want people to be mad at me. So I'm just going to go ahead and get it on, you know?
Yeah. Because even right I was like, it. Android 11. Okay.
Okay. So this comment kind of jumps out at me. You do it because it's fun. If it's to make you money, you'll hate it. And yep. That's absolutely true. Yeah. Like true. When we were talking about analytics earlier and before mm-hmm. I ever got monetized, I was looking at them day and night. Like, okay, I need to do this on this day at this time.
Yep.
And then when I just relaxed and said, I'm going to do a live stream and I'm going to drop a video when I feel like it. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's how it's going to work.
Yep.
So much less stress. Mm-hmm. And I'm enjoying myself.
I always promote that. I tell people to have fun first. And they think I'm being a hypocrite because I'm where I'm at. But all they're looking at is me. How many years on YouTube? 15? I started YouTube in what, 2006?
That's a long time. Years,
I didn't get paid for the first 4 years. Had no idea. Nobody told me. So I just make it a point. Again, producer. Not trying to be famous. Not trying to be the actor. I don't want to be out front if I don't have to. So my thing is, I should be doing everything to help everybody. And I don't always want to be in a place where I have to say that. I just want to do it. Now, so as far as putting people on the website, I don't really want recognition for that. I want people to look at these people because I'm genuinely looking at this person saying, gosh, I like this, somebody I like. So, you know, I'm going to show it to everybody else. That's that movement right there is going to die off if somebody, if nobody does anything. Because YouTube, if we're being honest, is boring. It's really redundant. So you have to have something that's different, and you got to be having fun first. Everything else is second.
And it sounds like too. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just gonna say I hope Sethian's being funny, but I like making money. We all like making money.
Everybody
people can kind of tell when there's like that ulterior motive in there. Like I'm trying to get paid today. Y'all better drop them super chats right now. You know what I'm saying? You got people like that. Like, oh, I don't see any super chats. I'm not saying anything until y'all super chats.
That's crazy.
You know? Yeah. What there's people that do that.
Going on. They are, unfortunately.
Well, I feel like with a lot of these creative fields, whether it be YouTube or like I've done like with my embroidery shop and stuff, I feel like a lot of this is how you're defining success. And what that looks like for you. Sorry, my cat is about to walk over my computer. You see your whiskers?
Yes.
You said I need my 15 minutes right now.
Right now. Right now. And and it seems like a lot of the people, at least that seem like they're not getting burned out and they're doing well on various levels of success, their goals weren't necessarily like, I want to hit this many thousand subscribers. It's like, you're doing what you love and that will, like, people will gravitate towards that.
That's
if you're good at it. Like, if you're good at it and you're doing what you love, like, that seems like the formula plus time and then you'll get there.
But I think too many people often measure success by money.
Mm-hmm.
They frequently do this and you really can't. From experience, you cannot do it. I don't know how old some of these people are watching, but I started my company at 96. I got out of the military in 94. I went to college in the military. I went to college after the military. I went to college later on in the 2000s. Success should never be measured by money because I'm just a stand-up dude. I have held tons and millions of dollars before, and it's not going to make you happy. I can tell you, people say, oh, I love money, this, and that. But I always tell people, if you're not good with $10, you're not good with $10, you're not going to be good with $10,000. Mm-hmm. Some people don't believe that. You can't just be thrown a bunch of money and think you're going to do right by it.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work like that. So that's why you really shouldn't chase money. But you have to surround yourself by people who actually are financially. That sounds bad, but you should surround yourself by people who are financially stable. And you should always have several people that are older than you in your crew. You need to be talking to somebody who's going to teach you something, not the person next to you that's younger than you or the same age as you who thinks like you. You want to be challenged in your life. You want people to tell you, look, don't, that's crazy. Don't do that. Or, you know, you need to turn that off or you need to throw that out. You need to take all that criticism and feedback and do something with it. And hopefully it's somebody with some experience. But you just don't chase money. I'm telling you, there's no other way to say it. You never know when you're sitting next to a millionaire or talking to a millionaire and a person is telling you money's not going to make you happy. I'm telling you, it's not going to make you happy. It's not going to make you happy.
Yeah.
So I've been calling this young man Young PD because he doesn't have a safe name. He says, "You inspire me, Mr. J. Will. Appreciate the wisdom you share."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the new me. Yeah. The old young me was like,
you might have been like Young PD, you know?
Oh, no, I was probably worse, man. I was legally strapped, so that made it worse.
Yeah.
I'm good now, though.
Yeah, you gain knowledge from that.
That's
all
that. Yeah, it
sounds
definitely
like a Catwoman statement there. He sounds similar to you, Catwoman, saying that.
Oh, Michael Pepper. I'll read it. Michael Pepper said, "My goal is to help more people than the number of dollars I have in my pocket at the end of my life. I can't take that with me, but I can leave blessings behind."
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's so you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've always said that, like, my personal mantra is, like, I want to leave every situation and person and room better than how I found it.
Oh, yeah.
And
positive vibes, man. That's the only way you're going to make it. Positive vibes. Yeah. Push that off to everybody. Positive vibes.
TJ, did you say something recently? I don't see anything recent. The one earlier made perfectly good sense to me. The one I put up. TJ asked me to go back to his comment, but he said he didn't know if it made sense. But there are a number of comments.
Yeah.
I can't believe you said you said people post things like, "I'm not saying nothing until Super Chat is done." That's crazy.
Yeah.
I will never watch that again.
Yeah,
I would never watch.
Not believe that. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a waste of my time.
Yeah, that happens on Twitch horrible, as well, man. Not just only on YouTube, but on that Twitch as well. Horrible. Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, there was this girl that was like, $5. You don't have $5 to give me. I've been sitting here for 3 hours. I was like,
then go get it. Sorry, I'm about to.
I mean, consider the source.
Yeah,
consider the source. If you're willing to sit there for 3 hours and wait for $5, you need to raise your standards up. Come on now.
Yeah.
Ms. Fro Roller Sarah said, "You have to be careful with older folks as well, as they will frequently hold status and money in high regard. Older does not always equate to wisdom."
What older people you've met, man? I don't know. Most of the older people that you, that means those people you're talking to, because they're still, let me, how do I say it? Age is just a number.
Yes.
So when I say surround yourself by a person that's a little older than you, you got to have some maturity with that as well.
Yes.
You want to have somebody that's established, because you're right. There are some older people that are, you know, they're not too wise, but most of the people they're set in their ways. But there's people out there that are older than you that definitely can help you.
Yeah.
That's when I say have somebody around you that's older, because the fact is, look at the way the world is now. Yeah, that's not coming from a 70-year-old person out there shooting up stores, robbing and doing all this. That's anybody 75, 60, 55 out there running through the streets doing all that stuff. It's not.
They can't physically.
So, yeah, they can't physically probably. A whole bunch of strollers out there, you know. But I mean, you know, I understand the point that the person is making about the older people, but there are definitely more mature older people than there are younger people.
Yeah. Well, and there's always someone out there that's gone through a similar experience that can lend wisdom to what you're going through.
Yeah, I mean, there's not very many young people that have been through anything. I mean, if you're easily offended, you probably want to move around about now, because if you're under, if you under 40 or so and you're trying to give me some advice, I need to see your rap sheet. I need to see your record. Mm-hmm. I need to see your record, because 40-year-old, you still growing. You still getting your feet wet to me. Anybody younger than, okay, maybe a 40-year-old, I might. It depends on the situation. But there's people out there like myself. I've been through a whole bunch. It's not that I'm going to share that publicly either, but everybody has a different walk. And so most people that I've met are very immature, and they're also afraid to say what they really want to say. They talk about how they think. Tell me how you feel. Tell me what's really going on. So just say what you have to say. It might be because I'm from the East Coast and we don't hold nothing back. So you can't take it. You might want to move around.
Who you bring into your circle, you have to have discernment.
You have to
watch them. Mm-hmm. You know,
you have to.
Yeah. Well, and there's a mutuality in that exchange too. Like, if you want to grow and be a better person, like, you have to be open to that, and you should be surrounding yourself with people that know themselves well enough that they that they're willing to have those honest conversations with
honestly,
you.
Honestly, right there. Keyword, yeah. She said it right there. They have to know themselves. And a lot of people don't know themselves. They're
well,
still
they don't want to.
A younger person is still searching for themselves. They're still trying to fit in. It shows by today's standards. That's why we have Twitter and Instagram. And you'll see people on Twitter saying, this is what you should be doing. But they're on Twitter, too. How can you go to Twitter and tell a person to get off of Twitter with you on Twitter?
The amount of people that spend their time just trashing all the platforms that they're actively on drives me insane.
Hashtag cancel Twitter. I'm like, what? You're on Twitter saying to cancel Twitter.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Oh, y'all on Twitter doing all this, and then you own Twitter too. That's what, if you notice, I don't use Twitter anymore. I only use Twitter for inboxes, and the only thing that goes on Twitter is my website posts. I don't talk on Twitter anymore. It was way too childish. And I looked crazy. I think when my oldest son came in, he's 30, okay? He came in and said, man, what you doing? I'm like, what? I saw all that stuff. I was like, you know what? I look silly doing this. You're right. This is dumb.
I think about a decade ago, the dynamic on Twitter changed. And so I'm not even as active as I used to be. It's more for promotion. Same as Instagram.
It's okay to say that, too. It is okay to be that way. I don't see any reason to have all these different platforms. I just put everything on my website. You know what I'm saying? If it goes to Twitter, I have it set to automatically go to Twitter. And if it misses it, it misses it. But I just don't.
The drama that comes into play.
It can get really toxic. I mean, with any kind of social media platform, when you're dealing with people, it can breed toxicity because people are toxic. Like I mostly stay on Twitter just because I follow a bunch of different news sources. So it's just, everything's kind of aggregated in the timeline. And I'm more of a fly on the wall than an active participant. And it gets exhausting. I get tired looking at some of these Twitter fights. I'm like, I am too old for this and I'm 27.
You are too old for it. 20-something, you're too old for that.
I'm tired. I want to go to bed.
I hold the opposite opinion of everybody about this guy that says his problem with tech YouTubers. Those are his problems, and I could care less. I didn't even watch the video.
I don't know what they're talking about, but... I think I know what they're talking about. I think that they're talking about the guy who was talking about. He's an Asian guy or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't watch his video. I saw somebody else's video talking about him, and then I was just turned off by the whole thing anyway. So I just turned it off. Yeah. I was like, I'm not interested.
I refuse to give people my energy these days.
Well, and what you watch,
I don't have any comment because I don't feel offended by it whatsoever.
It didn't pertain to me. So
yeah.
Most of the time, you're getting really upset about something. It must apply to you. Something in there must apply to you if you're getting that bent out of shape about it.
I know we only had you for a limited time.
Yes.
And we don't want. We don't want you to be like, well, I'm never coming back because they hold me.
No. Actually, I mean, if I didn't have this function to go to, we can keep rolling. But I do have to. I gotta go.
We do appreciate your
part
time.
Two. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you man. You know, part two. I'm open for part two.
You know? Okay. We have to schedule now so it can happen in 6 months.
That's cold, man. Oh my god!
You wouldn't have me any other way.
Nope. Hook it up, man. Hook it up.
Let's wrap this up.
Go ahead and wrap it up. Well, my name is Catwoman,
and I'm Kimmy the Gadget Goddess.
I'm Emily, and we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats podcast. Have a great. Well, somebody's got an echo, and it's driving me nuts.
Not me.
I can't hear
it. Will. Bye. It's me. That's what it's you.
Bye.